Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on? What's going on, successors? What's going on? Good morning, everyone. We're here today. We're doing a live episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I wanted to hop on today, wanted to hop on this morning for a moment. As I know a lot of people are being plagued right now, a lot of people are feeling a little heavy this morning as we're starting off a new week. But still in the same regard, the things and the activities that happened this past weekend, Sunday to be exact, I believe it was, we lost a legend in Kobe Bryant. And for those of you who are hopping on the live and those of you who are popping in, I just want to let you know, welcome, good morning, be encouraged today. And I also would encourage anybody who's watching just to share this stream to encourage somebody else, because today I want to talk about remembering the life of Kobe, living in the moment, like mastering that moment. We know Kobe Bryant, he came into the league, one of the very few guys that came into the NBA. And those of you who aren't big on sports, just listen, because I promise there's going to be a message that's going to apply. There's going to be a message that's going to apply throughout the course of this broadcast. But he came into the league, very young guy, very cultured, even at a young age, but he was isolated because he was always just young, right? So there's a lot of guys, when I was watching all these interviews, there's a lot of guys who would talk about going to bars and going out and doing different things, but Kobe wasn't able to do those things because he was still 18, 19 years old. And you know, you got to be at least 20 to get out and then be at these other places and do these things. So as I was watching these interviews yesterday, and I was thinking, because it later came to the forefront that it wasn't just Kobe that passed away in the car crash, but it was also his daughter, Gianna. And then I began to read a little bit more, watch a few more interviews. And then you see, it wasn't just them, because one thing me and my wife and I were talking about yesterday, we're like, wow, like it's so rough for Kobe to pass on, one, like that's rough, that's heavy. Him and his daughter, that's extremely crucial. But then on the other side, who were those other people in the plane? Kobe is an NBA legend. He's a father, he's a professional. And I'm gonna go down a list of some of his accomplishments a little bit later. But imagine the other people and their family. They're like, but we're hurting too. We lost somebody too. They might have not been an NBA star. They might have not been a movie star. They might have not been a movie producer, but they mean the world to us as well. And we began to think, it was like, wow, that's tough, because it might almost seem as if their lives aren't being celebrated as well. But today, I don't want to get too caught up on the sadder side of this equation. I want to share today, just first, I want to go down just a list of some of his accomplishments, just so that we know, for those of us who aren't aware of who Kobe Bryant is, I want to just take some time and just share so that we can identify some of the things that he's been able to accomplish. And then from there, I want to just share just an uplifting word of encouragement. So first, man, just bear with me. Kobe Bryant had a 20-year NBA career. That's a long time, okay? 20 years doing anything is so long. But he had a 20-year NBA career, 2 scoring titles, 5 NBA championships, 3rd all-time in post and regular season scoring, 18-time All-Star. Among those things, he was a father. He was a husband. He was a fierce competitor. He also won an Oscar and a Grammy. This is Kobe Bryant. But outside of those things, this man was a competitor on a total different level. My man broke his hand, and then he would go to the free throw line, and then he would shoot shots with his left hand so that he can continue to get better, so he can continue to evolve, so he can continue to elevate. People, I know that in the past few years or so, we've been hurting. There's a big thing that's happened, and people have been hurt with Nipsey Hussle. His life, people say his life was gone too soon. And then now, not even, 6 months, not even a year down the line, now there's Kobe Bryant. And today, I want to share with you, live for the moment. I want you to understand that we have to live for the moment. And as I saw the news that took place yesterday, waking up from a nap, and I'm looking, I'm like, this isn't true. This can't be true. This man, no way. No way. Like, he can't be passing on because he's an NBA great. Kobe can't pass on because he's beyond rich. And then we begin to think all these things, but the Bible tells us that it rains on the just and the unjust. That lets us know that, one, nobody is above death. Nobody is immune to death. You cannot beat death, because at some point in time, when your number is called and when it's time for you to go on, that's it. Like, that's where it ends for you, okay? I mean, we can say what we want, but at the end of the day, we all have a set time that we're going to be on this earth. We all have a set time that the Creator has given us to utilize the gifts that we have, to utilize the abilities that we've been given. The question is, are you mastering your moment? For somebody out there, you might be somebody who's a business owner, and then you might be at home, might be working from home, might be working from a coffee shop, might be working from wherever you get the most work done, right? And during those times, are you focusing going all the way in? Are you doing all that you can so that ultimately you'll have the ability to impact more lives? Are you mastering your moment? And thinking about his life, and I began to watch more Kobe interviews earlier this year. I was watching some interviews. And then the more interviews I watched, the more I began to appreciate his dedication for the game. He said he gave 20 years of his life. One of the most memorable moments that I remember him sharing was, he said, it's not hard to be good at basketball. Because he said he wasn't always good at basketball. He began to go into the story about him being in high school and about him seeing all the guys that were so much better than him on the list. Like, those of you who might be familiar with sports in different states, they list off who are the better players in the state. And Kobe said he would then begin to write down a list of the people who were competitors above him, who were ranked higher than him. And he was like, I'm going to train. I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to get that guy. And the thing that I want to apply here is that applies in life. Like, we can extract what he has shown us in his work ethic and focusing around the game of basketball, and we can apply it into our lives. We all want to accomplish something great. We all want to have a different level of impact. We all want to move forward, and we all want to grow. But the question is, who is willing to put in that level of effort? Like, let's be real. Because, first of all, effort is great. Effort is lovely. We get excited. We say, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to work out. New year, new me. Let's get this going. And we all get so live and we all get so amped up to say what we're going to do. But the question is, what are you actually going to apply? Because results is where it matters. And that's one thing that Kobe was all about, man. And I want us really just to take time and not just always focus on him as a basketball player. But he got results in the area of a father. He got results in the area of a creative mind. He got results in the area of a husband. One of the other things I saw, he was just so focused on his family. Who's the person in front of you right now that you can spend a little bit more time investing in? You can spend a little bit more time hanging out with. You can spend a little bit more time just being present with. Because we have to begin to realize we can't take these moments of our life for granted. I've been guilty of that, and I know that's one of the things that's so heavy when death comes around or when the culture is shaken, because the world right now is shaken by this man's passing. Because he was influential not only in the United States, he was influential growing up in Spain or Italy. He was influential growing up over in, well, not growing up in China, but also just with the Chinese culture. They love Kobe on that side. Kobe lived a full life at 41 years of age. He did a lot of stuff that a lot of people aspire to do or have the desire to do, but may or may not walk it out. But I want you to begin to think for yourself. Now, how are you going to lock down? And what are you going to begin to do to where you can maximize your life? What will you do today to where 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, 5 years down the road, you're able to look back and say, I began to make this sacrifice. I began to put in this level of effort. I began to put in this dedication. I began to write out my goals. I began to do a daily checklist. And then by you beginning to put certain practices in place, you'll begin to see what you're building up. You'll begin to see what you're growing. You'll begin to have an opportunity to look back and look at your kids and look at what you've accomplished and say, wow, because of me, I influenced somebody else's life. Because of me, I inspired somebody else to do something great. Kobe showed us he wasn't just a basketball player. He won an Oscar and he even won an Emmy. Who would have even thought of that? He's broken the mold in many areas that some people would have said he's just a basketball player. Like, why is he trying to do a movie? And now that he's opened that door, there's many other people who can come behind, who can pick up where he left off and continue to move forward. So friends, how are we going to take this and apply the energy to where we double down and to where we create a diamond for our lives? He was monumental for the Lakers organization. He's been monumental in many people's lives who may or may have not ever encountered him. But how are you going to take this and apply it to where you get results? How are you going to take it to move forward, man? Because I know you're heavy. I know you don't want to accept it. And for some people, you might not even be aware of what I'm even referring to in regards to Kobe Bryant. But there's something that's happened in your life. There's something that's happened in somebody else's life where it's like, wow, I'm affected right now by this, whatever it might be. I'm plagued by this particular incident, whatever it might be. But we have to realize that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We have to find a place and we have to find a space to where we make sure that we end up getting to a place to where we shift our perspective. We get to a place to where we take this energy and then we produce something beautiful from it. Dirt is disgusting. Dirt is nasty. Dirt does not look attractive. But from the dirt, that's where plants grow. From the dirt, that's where food, that's where crops. From the dirt, that's where something amazing and beautiful comes that gives us the ability to have life. So what are you doing today that will allow you to create life? The Creator has given us the ability and the energy by giving us a mind, by giving us working limbs, by giving us the ability to go on Google, search whatever you want, go on Google, pull up how to build a car, how to make a t-shirt, how to start a business. We have tools that we can use. How are you going to apply those tools in your life to where you can get results? My friend, Kobe Bryant did not die in vain. Yes, we may feel that he was taken too soon, but yet his life served a purpose. He inspired many of us. He encouraged many of us, and he challenged many more. And now it's your turn. Who will you challenge? Who will you encourage? Who will you inspire? Don't get so lost in the valleys of life that we don't make it to the peak. We don't see the mountaintop. My friend, today is your time to be that leader. Today is your time to be the champion of your own life. It's your time to outwork the old you. It's your time to become the person that you've always wanted to be. How will you take that action today? Write down a goal, write down a list, read an article, read a book, do some research on starting a business. Find out about a nonprofit. Find out about a church you can serve at. Find out about a soup kitchen you can serve at. Wherever you need to go and whatever you need to do to get to a place to where you can make an impact. Because, of course, it starts right here. It starts right here on the inside. And then based on what we create on the inside, that's what we'll magnify on the out. So, my friends, be encouraged today. Remember Kobe for what he shared with you. Remember Kobe for who he was as a father, as a husband, as a champion. Remember him. Don't forget. But also, remember now that you have your own responsibilities. It's time for you to step up to the challenge. It's time for you to press your way through. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way? My friends, if you'd like to find out more information or connect with me, go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. We have merch, we have more podcasts, and we even have additional video content if you would like to learn more or continue to grow and be inspired with us. And the content on my website, it's free. So if you want to grow today, you want to learn more today, go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com, and we have something there for you. Take care, my friends. Until next time.